Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric evaluation on a Terry McMohan, first name Terry, last name McMahon, date of birth 12/26/1954, date of evaluation 7/26/22. New paragraph. Patient is a 67-year-old male, divorced for the past 4 years. Father of 36 and 33-year-old sons, comma, residing alone, though temporarily his 36-year-old son is staying with him, comma, he is self-employed, owning his own masonry company, comma, referred for medication and evaluation and management of anxiety symptoms, period. Mr. McMohan stated that he had gone to his primary care physician approximately 1.5 months ago due to shortness of breath, period. All basic tests were within normal limits, but then his primary care physician referred him to a cardiologist. And there he had a cardiac catheterization, which to his surprise demonstrated 95% occluded artery, period. As a result, he received a stent and was prescribed on medications, which are in the process of being adjusted over the past month, period. Last week, he stated he had gone for a stress test, which was within normal limits. But during the test, he had experienced an adverse reaction that heightened his anxiety, period. Patient states overall he's pleased that he didn't need to have a bypass, as many family members had required one due to cardiac issues. However, he describes feeling vulnerable, particularly when throwing an aberrant heartbeat, which he was informed was normal and not necessarily problematic, period. Mr. McMahon stated that he has always had anxiety, more so feeling vulnerable in social situations, but now describes having somatic preoccupation when he had been diagnosed with this cardiac problem, period. During this time, he stated a friend had given him some Xanax, which enabled him to feel more relaxed and less preoccupied with his anxiety, period. He also describes experiencing panic attacks on average twice a week, without any particular triggers, period. Mr. McMahon describes overall being physically stable up until this point and therefore was caught off guard when given this diagnosis, period. He describes being physically active and feels in better health since having had the stent. He describes working from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one partner, enjoying his work, taking pride in having built up his business and the jobs he does doing masonry for the past 37 years, period. Mr. McMahon also describes being in a steady relationship for the past couple of years, and since having the stent, is able to perform and enjoy sexual relations better, period. He reports sleeping on average from 9:30 p.m. to 5:30 a.m., getting up early for work, stating that overall his sleep is stable, period. He also reports his appetite is stable, period. patient was requesting continuation on Xanax to address his periodic panic attacks, not necessarily interested in being on any long-term or standing medications. Period. He stated he had also been on Klonopin in the past, not remembering necessarily why he had been given it by a friend, but also found that beneficial, though preferring Xanax for his panic attacks now, period. Medical history. Patient reports being allergic to Keflex in the past, having had a reaction of itchiness. Period. His primary care physician is Ronald Roth, MD, R-O-T-H. Period. Cardiologist is Dr. Deutsch, spelled D-E-U-T-S-C-H. Period. Patient is 6 foot tall, weighing 230 pounds, period. He has a history of hypertension diagnosed for the past 15 years, currently controlled on metoprolol, period. History of diverticulitis with no acute exacerbations, period. History of acid reflux controlled on omeprazole, period. History of coronary artery disease, status post-stent placement 1.5 months ago, period. Patient is additionally currently prescribed on Plavix and low-dose aspirin, period. Patient denies any acute somatic complaints and does not present in any acute physical distress, period. New paragraph, psychiatric history. No reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no reported history of suicide attempts, no reported history of aggressive behaviors, period. Patient denies ever having previously been in therapy, period. He denies ever having been prescribed on psychotropic medications, period. He did report having had a tendency in the past to experience social anxiety, but never sought treatment for this, period. Mr. McMahon reports drinking alcohol on a social basis, mainly having less than a six-pack of beer on the weekends, period. He denies any other use of illicit substances, period. New paragraph, family/social history. Patient is the oldest of three children, having one brother and one sister, period. He reports that his brother has been estranged for a long period of time and has a history of substance abuse as well as anxiety or depression, period. He described a positive family history of anxiety as well as alcohol abuse, period. He reported that his paternal uncle has a history of agoraphobia and his son is being treated for anxiety, though he was unaware of what medications are currently being prescribed, period. Patient denies any history of suicide in his family, period. He denies any history of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse issues, period. Patient reports having been married for 33 years, and then his wife felt she no longer wanted to be married, and they divorced, although he stated that they were able to part as friends, period. Patient reports being in a committed relationship for the past couple of years with a nurse who works at St. Catherine of Siena Medical Center, period. New paragraph, mental status exam at time of evaluation, reveals a 67-year-old man, casually groomed, clean attire, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period, psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period, speech, spontaneous, normal, productive, goal-directed, period. Mood, essentially neutral, somewhat constricted, though reactive, period. Affect, apprehensive, period. Patient does describe having periodic panic attacks, averaging a couple times a week, period. He denies any feelings of depression, period. No signs, symptoms of mania, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. He denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. He's awake, alert, oriented times four with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph, diagnosis. F4 1.0, panic disorder, period. History of F4 0.10, social anxiety disorder, period. New paragraph, recommendations. Discuss with patient medication options, including SSRIs to address his anxiety symptoms. However, he states he prefers just being on a medication as needed and not taking standing medications. Period, as he stated, he had tried Xanax in the past and found it most beneficial in regards to controlling his panic attacks, and on average would take a tablet slash, or in parentheses, a blue pill, and the parentheses, which were 2 milligrams, which were of Xanax given to him by a friend, unaware of what the dosage was, period. However, discussed with patient concerns over benzodiazepine tolerance and dependency issues, comma, withdrawal seizures, comma, orthostatic hypotension with increased risk of falls, comma, increased risk for cognitive impairment, including impairment while driving, and or increased risk of dementia, comma, cross tolerance with alcohol, comma, increased risk of respiratory depression if used with other sedating medications, period. Nonetheless, the patient felt that starting on a medication as needed would be most beneficial and agreed on initiating a trial on Ativan, 0.5 milligrams a day PRN, with prescription given, period. Patient was also recommended to initiate individual therapy to help him learn cognitive behavioral techniques, comma, meditation exercises, comma, et cetera, to mitigate his anxiety symptoms, as well as addressing triggers to his panic attacks for improved control of his anxiety, period. Patient is to have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. He is to return to this office in 2 weeks for further evaluation, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.